Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. And you are starting your day here in a positive way on The Kim Pagano Show. And if you are just first time on my show, I'm so glad that you are here. I know you got lots of choices out there. I am your host, Kim, and I got my husband here, Lou.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How about you?
Okay. It's been a tough week, huh?
Been a tough week.
We're down to the wire almost. We got our daughter getting married, and let me tell you, first of all, I don't know if any of you all know out there that my husband's a contractor. So, well, he's like about gutted our house now, and so
I got the honey-do list from hell.
I'm telling you. So, anyways, we got Tom Spence on our board here and joining us. I love his input. And our phone number here is 650-1590. That's 650-1590. Stay with us because we've got lots to give away. We've got IHOP breakfast for two, and then we've got Sharky's wood-fired Mexican grill, and their philosophy is food is our way of life, and they believe in serving it that way, so they make a difference. I love it. We built them, and I really enjoy their food. Also, I've got tickets to Roxy Stadium located in Camarillo. So let's get started. Today our guests are Jenny Craig, and her book is Live Your Power, Tools to Battle Your Inner Bully. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I'm a pretty positive person, but there's days that I just go, oh, I can't do that. I don't know if I'm going to be good at that. And I'm sure all of us go through that. So her book and some of her tools that I actually met her over at a women's conference, and I love it. I love when I can give my audience things that they can help, you know, get their lives together and back on track. And even if you're on track, and so something just happens, you know, like a big trauma in your life or in your day, there's still room to turn it around. And I think that's something you and I have learned, right, Lou? Is you can always turn your day around. Yeah. So, Tom, I mean, what's your thought on that? You know, you're pretty up all the time.
Yeah, almost awake, but there's, you know, it's like that, the cliche of the sailboat. You always got to correct a little. Always got to correct a little.
Exactly.
If you don't, you'll end up slowly but surely off course.
There you go. That's a great,
So, I'm in the Bermuda Triangle right now. But it'll be okay.
I'm going to get him out of there. I'm going to get him out of there.
Come on, Tom, you can get out of there.
And, I can do it, Jenny. Come on, help me.
There you go. And then our next guest, Todd Packin, and his book is Finding Happiness. He's been a guest on my show several times, back on my morning show, too. We actually flew him out here from Boston.
Oh, yeah, we drank wine with him.
Yes, over at Hamilton Winery, and we had a really great time together. He's an amazing guy. He shares his struggles with us as a man, because men don't usually do that, right? I mean, you never...
Do what?
Yeah, share your struggles, right? Or, you know, you just are either in a good mood or bad mood, but there's no in between. So he's going to talk about his quest of depression and anxiety and, you know, 12 steps to happiness. So I hope that you are going to stay with us. And again, if you miss any part of our show today, you can always go to my website at kimpaganoshow.com and listen there or download it on iTunes. And also become a friend of ours on Facebook. I want to thank everybody that has commented on my Facebook and become a friend. Share us, and that's what it's all about. It's really adding value every day in every way. And so let's bring our first guest on, Jenny Craig. Jenny, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Thank you. How are you? You know, we're all wondering, are you related to Jenny Craig?
I am not that Jenny Craig. I call myself the upgrade. I'm from the neck up Jenny Craig. My background's neurology and psychology and being a clinical therapist for years. So I'm the tech up from the neck up Jenny Craig. She does the neck down.
I like that. Okay. All right. So like me as a hair therapist, I make you look good from the outside in.
And I'm the inside out.
There
so
you
quite
go.
A pair.
See, there you go. All right. So talk to us a little bit about who you are, your background, and what you've learned.
Oh, absolutely. As I mentioned, my background's neurology and psychology. I was a clinical therapist for years, and that led me to doing executive coaching and training professional athletes on how we train our brain for success. We've learned more in the past 6 years about neurology than we have the entire existence of it. And the fascinating part is if you just know some simple tips and some simple tools, you can actually train your brain like you train your body to be more successful, to be more fit. So I've written several books on that, and I'm just blessed that I get to go out every day and to help people really learn the specific ways to really make a long-term difference. You know, one of the reasons is because I actually am blessed as well to go around and do speaking engagements all over the world. And since I've done that, I've gone to a lot. And oftentimes I find myself going to these motivational seminars and I get all excited and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can do this. This is awesome. And like 2 weeks to a month later, nothing's changed in my life and I feel like a little bit worse. I'm like, what's going on? So my passion.
Then you beat yourself up, right?
Of course. So my passion is giving real life tools that people can start doing every single day of their life that will actually show them results. Versus get you excited for a little while, get going, and then nothing's really changed.
Wow, I like that. And I'm one of those, too. I'm always taking notes. I'm going to all these motivations. And then, you know, a lot of them I bring back here to my guests. And then some of them I'm like, darn, when I hear it again, I'm like, why didn't I do that? But I love that you said your brain is on, you know, training your brain. I mean,
absolutely.
That's if we think about it like that, it actually sounds simple.
Right, because we can buy a gym membership and go to the gym and take our first class, but it hasn't changed anything yet.
Yeah, we
or be like Kim and I and buy a membership and pay for it for 3 years and never step in the gym.
There you go.
Yeah, how
there
many people
go.
Do that, right?
Exactly,
now, you know,
right.
I know you talk about, you know, a lot of us are on autopilot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so how do you train your brain not to be on autopilot?
Well, the first thing is understanding that you have 50 to 70,000 thoughts per day. And really, most of us, the science of it says that 95 to 98% of those thoughts are the exact same thoughts we had yesterday. So no matter who I'm working with, I often tell them their first homework assignment is take a week of their life and listen to what negative things they're saying to themselves. Because most people don't realize, and I have a little video that I give away, a half an hour of tips for free on my website. And most people don't realize that, you can watch this when I go through it with someone, that the second that you have a thought, if it's a positive thought, it can actually help to make you physically stronger. If it's a negative thought, it actually starts to make you weaker. And the way that I got to learn it in grad school was they actually wouldn't have us do push-ups. And the first day you go in, you get your baseline, and let's just say I could do 10. The next time you come in, they said, you know, you're not really good at it. You're pretty bad. Everybody else is better than you. And you start thinking those thoughts. I couldn't get to 10. And then the next day you go in for your study, and they're saying, no, we just said that. You actually were the best lady that came in. You're stronger than anyone else that I knew, and you could actually do more push-ups.
Wow.
Just by changing your thoughts.
That is pretty amazing. And as parents, I mean, we've got 4 children. You're right. If you tell your kids, wow, that was awesome. You know what? I think you were the best. You do. You kind of, even your pose starts to change. You feel really great.
It's the same thing we talked about on the way up here about pain and trauma and how your brain triggers that.
Right. And how it remembers whatever, you know. My husband was burned really. Do you want to tell that story?
I was burned when I was young, and now every time I'd get a burn, it would bring all that pain back to my head.
Right.
And it was the littlest burn, and I'm looking at it going, there's no way that can hurt like this, but my brain's telling me that it hurts.
Well, your little one was after your big one, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, so you still remembered that pain. So, yeah, I think we all have memorized thoughts and triggers, and that's what sends us kind of either in one direction or back to the other, right?
Well, absolutely. It is proven science now that if you go through any trauma or even perceived trauma, it literally changes the wiring of your brain, and you actually store those traumatic feelings within your own cellular structure.
Hmm.
So it's fascinating. When I'm teaching, I often say, you know, how many people out there know someone who's a drama queen? Because we all do, right?
Yes, we do.
And if you don't, you are the drama queen, so watch out. But understanding that we all know a drama queen, and here's why. That if she is going through something in her life that she perceives as drama, then what happens is she will literally release chemicals within her brain and her body that deal with drama, without using all the big words. Well, what happens is all of our cells have little doorways on them, is the easiest way to explain it, that accept all the different chemicals that our brain conjures up. Well, when it comes down, all of that drama will come and knock on the door to the cell and say, hey, let me in, and all this drama will flood the cell. So then the next time we go through cellular development, which we do it all the time, if we've got lots of drama going on, we'll create more cells to deal with drama. So then I've got a ton of cells going on in my body that just take care of drama chemicals. Then the interesting part about it is when there's no drama going on, all those cells in my body are seeking drama so that they feel normal. So when there's no drama going on, what does a drama queen do?
Yeah, they're sinking here, right?
Exactly. She's unconsciously craving drama. She's unconsciously craving that state that she's most used to. So she will actually create a dramatic state to feel normal. Not on purpose. It's just unconscious. And we can change that. And what the cool part about it is, when I'm helping executives, I'm helping athletes, I help moms and dads, and I actually have videos out now to help kids train their brain. But the fascinating part is, once you learn how to train your brain, you can stop. You can make your game better. So whether it's your golf game, or if you're playing basketball, you're playing football, whatever it is. Same thing with executives. We all have blind spots in our own careers and don't know what we're doing to ourselves to be able to get more successful. So I go and I start doing those things they say in the motivational seminar. Look, all of us will go back. Is 9 steps how to talk to your brain in a language it understands, versus trying to speak a language it doesn't really understand. And knowing that the minute, so here's a great start for your listeners.
Let me just remind everybody, and I love what you're talking about. I mean, I love that blind spots, you know, or in the game of life. That's what it is. It's the game of life. And sometimes you're right. Things, you know, we don't realize what's, you know, holding us down or holding us back. And sometimes that's why I always say we always need either, you know, a really good support team, really honest people around you that you're going to hear them, not just go, yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. Really hear people, and then, you know, different motivational speakers in your life. And you need to really surround yourself with positive stuff. I really believe that. I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking right now with Jenny Craig, and she's got several books. The one book we're talking about right now is Live Your Power, Tools to Battle Your Inner Bully. And I love it on your book here. It's fear, can't, hate, doubt. Those are all things that hold us back. And so I would love to know some of your tips. I do want to give out our phone number here, 650-1590. If there's somebody out there that really has something holding them back and you want to maybe talk about it, give us a call, 650-1590. Tom, do we need to take a really quick break?
We can do that, sure.
Okay, and we're going to be right back. So give us a call right now if you're interested in that. And Jennifer, can you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal. With more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology, Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Jenny Craig and Live Your Power, tools to battle that inner bully that you have. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do to help us. And so what are the three powerful questions that can help people discover, you know, joy in their lives and kind of turn that around?
Oftentimes, once I help people find out what the negative thoughts that they have are, I will often tell them to fill up their joy tank. Hmm. And the three questions, and I think of a joy tank like your gas tank. You know, if you're going somewhere, Kim, and your gas is ready to run out, no matter what, you make sure you stop and get gas, right?
Right.
Our body needs to run on joy as well. And if we finally let our tank run out, which we all do sometimes, we end up sick, we end up depressed, we end up anxious, we end up in a way that is dis-ease. We're not feeling well. So an interesting thing that I did when I was writing my first book, I was traveling the country training other psychologists and psychiatrists. And I would go around and I'd ask them these three questions. And the funny part is most people don't know how to answer them. So they're powerful questions because this is your life. This is all we know you get for sure. So let's go ahead and find a way to fill your joy tank. So how do you fill your joy tank? I always say to people, here are three questions for you. So number one, if you had all the money in the world, so if Kim today said, okay, the next caller that's calling in, she's going to give you a check for all the money in the world that it will take care of all your bills, all your friends' bills, all your family's bills, every charity you've ever wanted to serve, everything that you've ever wanted to do is now done and paid for, and you just keep getting excess cash. So you've got all the money in the world. The other thing you're going to get is a suitcase full of time. So everybody always says, well, I don't have enough time to do that. I can't. So you're going to open up the suitcase, and anything and everything you wanted in time is going to be there for you. And I'm going to make you a card-carrying member of the I'm Not Weird Club. I'm the president, just so you know, Kim. That nobody's ever going to think you're weird. So if I gave you all the time, all the money, and nobody's going to think you're weird, what are you doing with your life?
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's endless and unlimited, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So you look at what are you not doing?
Well, here's why. You know, I had an executive once that said, oh, I don't, you know, got through, like, I'm not sure. And that's okay if you don't know. But oftentimes we're taught as children to imagine. and we stop imagining as adults. And we need to just start imagining again, because our brain, it really is. We have a lot of voices chattering in our mind every day. And our brain is like a little child that is on too much sugar that all it wants to do is solve problems. So if you don't have a problem going on in front of you, it'll bring you back to one that you had in the past and try to solve it again, or it'll make up something new that's not existing. So we're using our imagination in a way that causes us anxiety or depression. Because most people that I see who are living in the past, that's why they're depressed. And people who are living in the future are anxious. When we learn to appreciate where we are now, that's where we find our peace. Mm. So the interesting part is once you get going on, let's say this executive, he wanted to go to Fiji. He started looking around like, what would be my ultimate trip if I really did have time and money and took care of myself? Well, here's the thing about it. Instead of worrying about his specific problem, I told him to spend time instead, when he found himself just solving problems that didn't exist, to go online and start looking up Fiji. Get books on Fiji, start talking to people about Fiji, and all of a sudden, he was filling up that time in his brain with something that brought him joy versus something that, well, was making him anxious. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it makes really good sense. Lou, do you want to share why it makes sense to you? Yeah, my husband wants to move to Panama. And so he was really intent on it for a long time. And I said, honey, you're scaring my family and the kids and everything, because they're like, you guys are out of here, aren't you? Because, and I said, you know, God, our kids aren't even out of the house, grown up yet. Two of them. We've
got
two.
19 and 17. I mean, come on.
18, 17. Yeah, okay. But anyways, but you know, but he, that's where he sees us going. And so.
It makes me through my day.
There you go. And so I think that's like a treasure that helps him get through. So that's kind of what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. And so thank you for the testimonial that it worked.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Lou and Tom, and we're talking with Jenny Craig, and we're talking about her book, Live Your Power, Tools to Battle Your Inner Bully. And so, you know, where do we go with this? I mean, there's so many different things that we can do. I just opened up I am not Weird Club, approved member. Okay, I like that. But so if you could give us, you know, the top of your list, what would be the most important things to start off with?
I want to give you one of the most important as well as one of the most simple that people can start every day. It's ongoing homework I do for myself, and it's changed other people's lives tremendously. And that is to learn to be grateful.
Oh, I so believe that. Yep.
Science-wise, we have understood in neurology that, you know, each and every one of the chemicals that we release with our thoughts give us power or make us weaker. Well, we know that gratitude is one of the most powerful chemicals for your wellness. It increases your immunity. It decreases depression. It decreases anxiety. It does all kinds of wonderful, amazing things for our body. And we have the power to look for grateful thoughts every day. Now, here's the other fun part of science, that I do it the first 10 minutes of my day and the last 10 minutes of my day. I always try to keep it in throughout the rest of the day as well, but it's an on purpose. Nothing else comes in between me and my gratitude, at least those 20 minutes a day. Especially, I tell people before bed. Here's why. The most powerful 10 minutes of your day is before you go to sleep. Because whatever you're thinking and feeling, you will continue to work out while you're sleeping. Because remember, your brain loves to solve a problem. So if you're thinking about something that makes you anxious, you'll have dreams that make you anxious. If you're thinking of something that makes you angry, you'll have dreams that make you angry. If you're thinking of gratitude and things you're grateful for, you'll be thinking of things you're grateful for while you're sleeping. So it's the simplest way to heal yourself right before bed, because for the next, you know, 6 to 8 hours that you sleep, you'll actually be training yourself to have gratitude while you're sleeping.
I love that idea. I mean, that is really simple.
But I do that. I use that at night. When I have a problem at work, I think about it. And when I wake up in the morning, I've solved my problem.
But
that happens a lot.
Yeah, but you're thinking about your problem, right?
Well, I'm thinking about how to put A to B together to make it work.
But she's saying more gratitude.
But it's the same thing. Your brain's working while you're sleeping, solving your problem or doing whatever you're thinking about when you go to sleep.
Jennifer.
Well, it works this way, so that you're both right.
Yeah.
It depends on how you frame it.
Yeah.
That I'm grateful for the solution that will come to me, and you let it go.
There you go. Okay. Because I work really hard when I'm sleeping, and that sometimes is a little frustrating. I need to just kind of put everything out of my mind and be grateful.
You need to be able to shut your brain off, and you can't shut your brain off.
That's hard to do, yeah.
Right.
So.
And focusing on gratitude, everything that was wonderful throughout the day absolutely will change how you begin. You'll get better sleep. You'll feel better. You'll wake up feeling more grateful. It takes time, but you got to do it every day. And it's kind of funny because I wanted to be more grateful throughout my day, all day, every day, having the knowledge that I do. So I don't know about you guys, but I can get distractible, and I have all these thoughts that are going through my head all the time, and, you know, ooh, something shiny, ooh, something shiny, ooh, you know, that kind of thing happens to me. So I actually created something shiny to keep me more grateful.
I know. I'm really excited to tell all my listeners about it. It's your ring, right? Your gratitude
Correct.
Ring.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I actually had the idea because we know in neurology. So if you want to actually, I'm one of those people that's very determined and very focused when I want to be on being more successful. So we know now in neurology, if you think something, feel something, and put action to it, you're wiring more parts of your brain at once. So it's not like I can walk around going, oh, I'm so grateful for this. Like you actually have to mean it for this to work. And then I thought, what action could I use every day to wire in? And being at my background in psychology, I know there's something called an anchor. And an anchor is if you do something with action. So whether it's, you know, you make a fist or snap your fingers, or there's all kinds of things that you can do to anchor in your thoughts. So then every time you snap your fingers, you remember your thought unconsciously. I went and got designed a spinner ring. So this ring spins. And had put I am grateful for on it. So when I'm doing my gratitude practice in the morning and at night, I would spin the ring while I'm feeling grateful. Well, here's the cool part. Now, because it's a little spinner ring and I wear it, I put it on a different hand every day, so I notice it, and I start playing with it. When I start playing with it, I start feeling grateful, and then I start thinking, why am I feeling grateful? And I look around for reasons in the moment.
Very good, very good. You know what? Where do we find those? Where can my listeners find that? And I know that you have a code that they put in for Kim, right?
We will. Yes.
Okay. So how do they find it?
You go to. There's two different places you can find it. Whatever's easier to remember. One is just gratefulring.com.
Okay.
And the second is liveyourpower.com.
Okay.
Whatever is easier to remember. And if you go ahead and put in Kim, you'll get 10% off.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Jenny. And I love what you're talking about. We're going to have to go have you back because there's so much more to talk about. Again, Jenny Craig, Live Your Power, Tools to Battle Your Inner Bully. With that, we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to bring our next guest, Todd Patkin, Finding Happiness. And right now, I'm going to give away two general admission tickets to Roxy Stadium, Stadium 11, located in Camarillo, off of Verdugo Way. And there's lots of great... Do you go to the movies a lot, Dom?
Yeah, but I see Despicable Me 2. Those are the films I see these days.
Well, guess what? Despicable Me 2 is playing right now, and Grown Up 2. Grown Up 2 and Despicable 2. Anyways, we'll take caller number 5 here at 650-1590. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show,
650-1590. Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KBTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and All right. Well, gosh, we are the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with my husband, Lou, and Tom, and we've got Todd packed in joining us right now, Finding Happiness. And Todd, are you there?
Hey, Kim. It's great to be back with you. It feels like it's been a long time because we have so much fun together.
We do, and I was telling everybody that you actually flew out here. We had a little winery, a little book signing, and we had loads of fun. Lots of listeners came. It was great.
Yeah, we had a very, very successful evening. Make sure you say hi to your son, too. I really enjoyed spending some time with him and hi to your husband as well.
I'm here.
Yeah, my husband.
I know. That's what she said. It sounded like she had two husbands. She said, I'm here with my husband, Lou, and then she immediately said another guy's name.
Tom.
She's living in Utah now.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. Tom's on our board, but here. Yeah, so what's going on in your life? How's everything going?
It's actually really, really good. I'm becoming more and more spiritual. I was in India and did a whole program on awakening at Oneness University, and it's really a whole new, you know, kind of way to just relax and to be a lot more in the present so that you don't have, we call it the monkey mind, constantly saying, why aren't I doing more? Why didn't I do this? And it's been really, really effective for me.
Wow, good for you. That's great. Well, tell everybody a little bit, you know, if they didn't hear you on my morning show, and my, you know, I'm 1400, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, for me, I grew up and I was always very anxious, and I never really knew why I was different than other kids, feeling like I had to be perfect in school, and then I went away to overnight camp, and I had a real tough time because, in hindsight, I was just too close with my mom, to be honest with you, and went to college, went to Tufts University, and it was just really overwhelming for me because I had a lot of homesickness, and I thought I was the only person who suffered from that. And now that I speak in colleges, I realize that 62% of kids freshman year suffer from fairly severe homesickness, and that's one thing I think we need to do is just share all these statistics and share our experiences so people don't think they're alone when they're suffering. And I went into the family business and really had tremendous success because I was able to just focus on what I love, which is helping people. And my dad and brother, you know, dealt with a lot of the nuts and bolts. And we sold the company for a lot of money. But in the interim, I had a complete nervous breakdown, which for me was my breakthrough.
Breakthrough. And I love that you say that because a lot of people, you know, can't recover. And you recovered even stronger. And now you're helping people to, you know.
Well, people who have gone through breakthroughs need to understand that, you know, I was speaking to a psychologist recently who said that he thinks 70% of people have breakdowns at least once in their life. They may not call it that, but times when they're just completely broken. So it's a fairly common thing. I know that, you know, when you get into different courses on, you know, even Jesus, and I don't want to offend people, but they say he had a breakdown, and they say Buddha had a breakdown. So most, you know, truly great, great leaders have gone through that struggle where they kind of, you know, got to figure out what life is worth, you know, what's the purpose. And for me, I realized that I was just really didn't love myself, and it really came down to self-love, and that's my definition of happiness. Until you can finally learn to just let it go, just love yourself for who you are with all your warts, with all your failings, but all the good stuff too, you can never truly be happy. And I realized that what I was doing, and when I travel the country now, and every single time I'm with, you know, a group of people, they raise their hands and 90% will say, yes, Todd, you're right. I discount the 999 things I do right in the day. And I just focus on the one thing that I could have done better. And I beat myself up like I'm my worst enemy. So if 90% of the population is just constantly putting themselves down, naturally we're a very unhappy society.
Right. And now, do you think that that's more for men or for women?
You know, I think that, well, again, I'm a man, and I know it's very, very true for men. But in my seminars, you know, it's pretty predominant. I spoke last Sunday to about 300 people. Half of them were 10th graders, and half of them were their parents. And when I asked them one question, I said, how many of you are perfectionists in this audience? I was shocked to see, and you won't believe this, but it was very, very, very close to 90%. Now, if you're a perfectionist, you can't win, because it's very simple. If you look up the definition of human being, it will say you're fallible. If you look up the definition of fallible, it will say you're going to make at least one mistake a day. So if you're a perfectionist, you're always going to, you know, struggle. You're always going to lose. You're always going to have at least one thing you can beat yourself up on. So I tend to think that women and men are equally hard on themselves. The problem is men suffer in silence.
And let's talk about that. And I know that's kind of where we were going today, right? Because you say that many of today's men aren't happy. And why is that?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I get together, you know, when I have a seminar, for example, when I came to California and spoke for you,
yes.
And I often say it would be amazing if I was single, because if you look at the audience, it's like 98% women, right?
Right.
Do you remember that, Kim? Wasn't it mostly women?
Yeah, it was a lot. Yes.
All right. And men are kind of embarrassed to come to something on happiness.
Well, it's even, you know, it's funny because I have a woman's support group, and I really would love to, because I do a lot of men's hair, I invited just as many, and men don't share, right? I mean, that's really the bottom line.
There's a man that came to one of my seminars, and he was crying, and he said, you know, my daughter's had cancer for years, and I can't find any men to talk about it. You know, women will talk about it, and obviously there's just as many men as women who have children with cancer, because it takes a man and a woman to make a baby, right? But men don't really talk about it. So what's happened with me is that I have other interests, sports memorabilia and charities, and when I'm one-on-one with men, and they say, what do you do now? And I say, I do happiness. It's like 100% of them just like look at me and say, I'm the most unhappy person in the world. And, you know, they tell me they're unhappy because they don't really get a spark out of their marriage anymore. They're unhappy because they're stuck in a job, and even though they're making a lot of money, they don't feel fulfilled. But the problem, again, is they don't talk about it, you know. And when you don't talk about things, you don't realize that so many other people are feeling the same way.
Right, right. Now, let's talk marriage, okay? So you say that a lot of men aren't getting the spark. Is it because they're not finding it in their own heart, or they're waiting for their wives to make them feel better?
Well, this is the problem I have with the issue I have around marriage. And it's funny, because when I speak in temples and churches, I kind of freak out the pastor or the rabbi. I think that one of the problems we have is our marriage vows, because we really should make it very clear that in addition to, you know, the marriage vows we have now, it should say that for the rest of your life, it's your job to make your spouse feel as beautiful, sexy, wonderful as any person on the planet, because that's the issue. You know, if you look at why men and women cheat, and it's men and women equally cheat, it has very little to do with how sexy and beautiful the person they cheat with is. It's when, you know, after 10 years, your wife's telling you, and I think you all know this word, you might not be Jewish like me, but you're a putz, you put on 20 pounds, I don't like the way you handle the kids, you know, you're a bum. So you're really not feeling great. And then all of a sudden you've got a secretary, or you have a friend who's the opposite sex who tells you you're just the greatest person in the world. How did you do that? You're amazing. Because we all need to feel loved and special. And men are just as bad as women. So I think the problem with marriage is that men and women equally tend to put more time and effort into their job. For men, it might be their car. For women, it might be the garden, or it might be their nails, the way that they look. And so there are other things that we're putting so much effort into. And for some reason in our culture, we think that marriage should just always stay at that level it was when we first met, and we can't wait to, you know, sneak around the house and be romantic.
It's work. And I think that we all forget that. We think that it's just going to happen because we made our vows, we're here, we're, you know, we live under the same home, but it's about, you know, really filling each other's cup. And I think that, honey, you're not...
I'm not getting into this at all.
You're not going to touch this? Okay. Tom, are you around? The guys just
Clear.
Ditched me here, you know. But Tom, Todd, you know, I think that's a really great point.
Well,
there.
Stuff gets in the middle, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife and I, when I sold my company, I actually became very wealthy, and I started doing really dumb things with my money, spending it on, you know, sports memorabilia and giving it all away. And my wife was right. She really was right. She just was right to realize that I was being out of control. But the way I heard it was, you know, Todd, you're becoming so
irresponsible.
I should take away the checkbook. And my attitude was kind of like, you know, F you. You know, hopefully
right.
That's acceptable on the radio station. You know, I made all the money and I'm, you know.
And it's my. Right.
And what happened is we went to a marriage counselor, which was excruciating for my wife because she's Spanish and Catholic from Venezuela. And they're very, very private. And I'm Jewish American. So, you know, and these are my own stereotypes, but I'm just open.
Yeah, you're like me. My whole life's on my arm, you know.
Right. And you know what? After two sessions with a marriage counselor, I wanted to jump into bed with my wife like I never had before. Because we cleared all of the, you know, stuff that was pissing me off. And when you're really pissed off with your partner, you really don't feel like, you know, holding them and kissing them. And so it's work. You have to decide that you want it to still be special. And it's so important because your kids will always learn from you.
They are, you are their examples, and they're, you know, you're so true. I mean, it's interesting because I saw my husband walks with his phone. He does laps. His dad walked with his phone. Now my son walks with his phone. You know, there's things that you see. My daughter, you know, they all do something that my husband and I do. And you want to make sure that you're setting that, you know, that really good example and that you're, you know, that you know, you're aware of what you're doing. You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you're here. I know that you have lots of choices, and my show is all about positive talk. It's all about adding value every day in every way. And right now we're talking with Todd Patkin, and his book is Finding Happiness. But not only that, Todd Patkin and I go back. I mean, when I met you, there was a connection there. And I love that you are a male and that you share your inner thoughts and your journey with people. And I love having you on my show. I want to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us, Todd?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
thank you.
Great. What I want to do is let's give away $30 to Sharky's wood-fired Mexican grill. They have one in Ventura, one in Camarillo, and one in Simi Valley. And that's 805-650-1590. Remember, just so that we give everybody a chance, if you won within 30 days, don't call. Let somebody else win with that. But I appreciate your call, and I just want to share. And I'm so glad that you're here. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with. And our students do.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Tom, who is our winner?
Linda Jackson.
Linda Jackson. And then our other winner was Suzanne. And thank you so much for calling and for listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do always want to open up my phone lines if anybody wants to share where they're at in their life right now. And, you know, it's not about, you know, intruding in your life. It's actually about growing and sharing where you're at. So we're talking right now with Todd Pachten, and his book is Finding Happiness. And I'm so glad that you're here, Todd.
Thanks. Can I just mention, Kim, that since we spoke last, I actually have a few different books and audio cassettes. And
you haven't sent them to me? Okay, we need to get you back on for all those. So that's
awesome.
Well,
I promise that I'm going to make a note and I'll get you the whole package. My first book is, you know, Finding Happiness, One Man's Quest to Beat Depression and Anxiety and Finally Let the Sunshine In, is, you know, for anyone who really does want to have just an incredibly honest look at, you know, one man's struggles, because I think, as I'm sure you'd say, it was just so open and honest, and I shared, you know, when I was really down and out. But it's also got some highs and some fun stuff. But then I came out with my workbook, my boot camp, which is my 12-week program, because people said they loved the 12 weeks to happiness, but they wanted to actually have a book that they could write in and work through. And then I put it on tape, the 12 weeks, because a lot of people said they like to listen in the car.
That's me. I love to listen in the car because I'm not, I don't really love to read. I mean, I don't have a lot of time, so
sure.
I like it short. So, wow, that's great that you did that.
And I'll send that to you. So that's, if anyone's interested, they can go to my website, which is just my name, TODDPATKIN.com, and you'll see there's tabs for all three of those. You click it, you go to Amazon, and you can buy it. And then I have a book coming out called The Sunny Days Secret. It's exciting. I've got several offers now for actually big houses that with pretty big advances. For
good for
book.
You,
so
Todd.
We slowed it down a little bit, but it's really exciting. I want to share one thing with people that, you know, I think is one of the most profound things that I found out, and it's for men and women who work a lot. I always loved to work. I was a workaholic, and I'm sure you have a lot of people out there that are the same way. And we're told that there's something called quality time in America. And I want you to know that quality time is really hurting your relationship with your children. Because what it said to me when I was young and I was so ambitious and I was working, you know, 70, 80 hours a week, my understanding was that quality time meant you could just come home, give one good hour a week to your children, and everything was fine.
And then you were good to go, right? That's just so wrong. You need every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
this is what I found, and I was so shocked, because I have a son, he's 18, and he's really popular. I mean, he's a really cool kid. And what I found, Kim, is that now that I'm kind of semi-retired, and I work from the house sometimes, my son will actually come to me if I'm in the other room all the time, saying, Dad, you know, you got to see this family, TV show that he watches. I'm trying to think, the one that's so bad with Peter Griffin, but you know, you got to watch this episode. You got to see this YouTube video. So if you're in the other room or you're just home, and I think housewives, women or men who are home will attest to this, your children will come to you more than you'll come to them. You'll have a wonderful relationship. But if you're just coming home, you know, once a week and your kids are teenagers, they look at you like you're an alien with eight heads and they run the other way. It needs to be in their time when they want to come to you. So it's so important not to buy into this quality time myth.
I totally agree. Honey, what's your thought on that? I mean, you
totally
know.
Agree.
Yeah, because you're right. Even when, you know, parents are divorced and you spend that little bit of time, it's not enough. The kids need to be involved with you as they're growing up.
Yeah, I mean, you told me when we were there how amazing your husband is with your son, your kids, because he goes away on the weekends with the kids, and that's huge, because that's, you know, maybe he's just not forcing himself. You're listening to the radio, and you're driving 3 hours, and it's when the kid starts saying, hey, Dad, you know, I want to talk to you about this, that's so powerful, as opposed to you saying, look, we only got 20 minutes, but, you know, this is what I want to talk to you about now, and they're not interested.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I'd rather hang out with my kids and my wife than anybody else anyway, so it made it kind of fun.
That's great.
So, Todd, give us some of your tips that you have learned to, you know, for finding happiness. And what are we going to find in your book, 12 Weeks?
Well, the most important thing for people to realize is that it's very, very simple to become a happier person, but incredibly, incredibly hard. So I probably confused you because I know it's very early in the morning there. Basically, what you have to do is be committed. Just like if you were way overweight and you were going to go to the gym, you need to really commit to saying, I want to be happier. Because if you don't, you're just going to continue living your life, and 6 months later, you're going to say it's the same thing.
You know,
Tom, morning.
I want to just stop you on that. You know, I really believe that the relationships that really stay together are committed to the commitment. And I think that's what you're talking about. Whatever it is that you're committing to, I mean, we just had Jenny Craig on, and she, I don't know if you listened to her a little bit, Live Your Power. You know, whatever it is that you want to achieve, you have to commit to that commitment. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to do it, and then it's not going to happen.
Was that the original Jenny Craig?
No,
Jenny
it wasn't. Craig? No, okay. She's actually from the neck up.
That's great. That's fantastic. So basically, most of us have lived, I'm 48, so if you're my age, you've lived 48 years, and you've done most of the stuff that is leading you to an unhappy life, because that's what we learn in America. We learn that you have to be perfect. You have to, you know, just always beat yourself up when you do anything wrong. And that makes you unhappy, okay? So if you've lived that way for 48 years, it's not going to change in an instant. So you have to have a piece of paper in the morning that says, my number one goal today is to be happier, okay? And then, and one of the reasons that you're doing this isn't just for you, because most people will say, it's too hard, I'm going to quit. And I say, well, you realize that you're quitting on your kids and their kids and their kids and their kids, because your kids will be like you and their kids will be like them. So make the change. And then it really is as simple as certain key steps. And the first one, to be honest with you, is exercise. But with me, I'm not looking for people to join a gym. I'm not looking for people to do so much that they're going to quit. I just want you to move. So if you're a couch potato, every other day, I just want you to walk. You can walk as slow as a turtle, but you just have to walk for 20 minutes, because exercise is a natural antidepressant. It starts to move you in the right direction for change. It makes you feel more powerful.
Right, and something is better than anything. Nothing,
yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And the second one is bringing more positive things into your life. Because if you're just watching the news, all you heard this week, you flipped one channel. If you're in Boston, you've had Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
Then the next one you had, you know, this guy in Florida to see if he killed Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, it's all bad news. It's all, yeah.
Right, and that's what sells. But we have an equally amount of positive news, okay? The most important thing is to start to love yourself. I want you to start to treat yourself as good as you treat other people. And do I have, like, 2 or 3 minutes to do an exercise with people to show them how powerful this is?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I want everybody on your radio, if they're not driving, to close your eyes and to envision that you're in your favorite room in your house, in your favorite chair, and there's nobody else in your house. You're all alone. You're sitting in a chair, and you now think of someone that you really love. So, Kim, you think of your husband. Husband would think of you. And now I want you to envision that the person you love drives in the driveway, comes in the house, and says to you, I can't believe how dumb I am. I'm so upset with myself. I just said the worst thing I could have to my mother, my brother, my best friend. I just want to die. I'm a horrible, horrible person. Okay, now you can open your eyes, and to save us some time, I'm going to assume that if you're a decent person, you would say to the person you loved, give me a break. You're such a great person. You do so many wonderful things. If you feel that bad, call up and apologize. Let's go out for an ice cream. And you try to cheer them up. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay, now I want to have everybody close their eyes again. Don't worry, I'm moving fast because I know this is radio.
Mm-mm.
Now, no one is in the house, okay? It's early in the morning in California. Don't screw this up. You're no longer sitting in your favorite chair in your house. Your house is completely empty. But now you are the one who's driving up in the driveway. You come in the house, and instead of, you know, you getting someone else talking to you, you are talking to yourself, and you are saying to yourself as you enter your kitchen, I just want to die. I am the worst person. I cannot believe I just said that to my mother, my brother, my best friend. I am so awful. I just want to hide under the pillows. I just want to die. I'm horrible. Open your eyes. How many people listening would be as kind and gentle to themselves as they were to the person they loved?
Wow, great point.
And in my audiences, I have 90% who just laugh, and they say, oh my God, you know, I would be so caring to my wife or my son, and I would just destroy myself. 10% say, of course, I treat myself as lovingly. Well, those are the people who are happier. Because you know, you just can't constantly beat yourself down and make yourself feel bad and think you're going to be happy.
Wow. Todd, you are awesome. I love having you on my show. Where do people find you?
Again, you can just go to my name, www.toddpatkin.com.
All right.
And you get everything, you know, and my speeches and all of that
stuff. You got it. You know I'll have you back. We're at
Anytime.
The end of our show right now. Thank you again, Todd. Thank you for everybody that's been tuning in to our show today. I want to remind you that I do have my next show at 2 o'clock, and we're going to be talking with Scott from Stronghold Schools and J.D. Messenger, talking about his book, 11 Days in May, and how we need to understand the power of our thoughts in order to be happy. That's what we talk about here. Marty Lerman talking about his book, Mind Shift, and using hypnotherapy. So stay with us at 2 o'clock with that. I want to remind you that if you missed any part of our show, you can go to my website, kimpicanoshow.com, or download it on iTunes, and become a friend on Facebook. If you have anything that you would like to spread on in the 805, give me a call at 805-419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpicanoshow.com. And I want to end my show with something positive to lift your life. If you have the right to pursue happiness, you just have to catch it for yourself. With that, remember, it's a good day to have a great day. Thanks, Lou. Thanks, Tom. And have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you later. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
River running free. You know how I feel.
What is your name?
We're News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Jim!
Ventura, Thousand Oaks, Fillmore.
It's the number one button in my car.